The future of the accordion, this time on Culturefile, as we meet another visitor to this week's New Music Dublin, accordionist Andreas Beauregard.
Or in Danish, my origin, Andreas Borgaard.
Was one of the first accordionists to study at London's Guildhall School of Music. And ever since, he's been busy creating a new world of accordion music, one which brings performance art and his own body into the mix. The best expression of this so far might be the new accordion works he's commissioned from, among others, Jennifer Walsh, pieces which disturb not just the category of accordion music, but of musical performance itself. Beauregard's in Dublin to perform that Walsh commission, Self-Care, and take his position in front of the RTE NSO for that rare thing, an accordion concerto. Culturefile spoke to Beauregard about why his instrument is equally at home in Bach and avant-garde composition, and about what lies under the skin of that black shape sitting in the corner of the room.
The accordion, it is in a way a cyborg. It has this very humane aspect of the breath, but then if you open this black box, it's just packed with metal and screws and little bits and bobs and feathers, and it weighs like 17, 18 kilos. It really is a machine inside, but it's a machine that you make, or you try to make sound human. So I think that is an interesting source of inspiration for composers and performers alike. Bach and accordion goes well together, just like more or less any other Baroque harpsichord or keyboard repertoire goes well with the accordion. Because for various reasons, those two instruments actually have quite a few similarities. The range of the harpsichord is almost equivalent to the range of the contemporary concert accordion. There is the restrictions of dynamics in the way that on the accordion, both manuals, the left hand and the right hand, they're controlled by the same bellows. So one stream of air current is sort of controlling the volume of both hands, which means in terms of polyphony and Baroque repertoire, where you've got voices going in both hands at the same time, you can't control the volume of sort of each voice. And you also can't do that on the harpsichord. It's the same dynamic from every note you push. So you have to use other means to sort of take out specific motifs and interesting stuff. So in Denmark, the accordion has, well, a tradition partly based in the folk music world, as is the case in many other countries in the world where the instrument is played. But there's also been developed over the last, starting back in the 50s and 60s, a more specific Scandinavian tradition for the classical accordion. I mean, one of the big, if not the biggest pioneer in developing the instrument as a classical instrument, sort of for art music, was the Dane Mogens Illegaard, who also brought the instrument into the academy back in 1970 for the first time.
The direction that you've taken it in is a slightly unexpected one, in that I suppose we use the term extended technique a lot, but in fact, extended technique for you has more to do with you and your body than exactly what sounds you're eliciting from the instrument.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you say extended techniques to a musician playing, let's say, contemporary music, that would be playing the instrument in unorthodox or new ways, which in essence is core to the accordion, because all that we have of original repertoire is contemporary. So, you know, extended techniques is really not extended techniques for us at all. But then part of my work in recent years have been to extend my performance field to also encompass my body and to challenge myself and maybe the audience with pieces and collaborations where the musician is not only creating things with the instrument, but using the body as a performative and expressive means in its own right. The blockchain is maintained by every computer in the network, all keeping... I met Jennifer Walsh first back in, what was it, 2008 or something in Oslo.
You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly how it works.
Where I took part in, and she also actually, in a performance of her Barbie opera, XXX Live Nude Girls.
Invented by Satoshi Nakamoto in 2008.
Our collaboration started off very traditionally, actually, in that we sat down and I presented the accordion. I showed, you know, what is the range, how does it work, what are these register buttons, how do they work, what kind of sounds can it produce, what kind of extended techniques do we have. Quite soon, the focus was more on
complex mathematical problems.
All the off the grid sounds that the accordion made, all the sort of noises, all the things that I didn't realize, but Jennifer suddenly is like, oh, what was that sound? And I was like, oh, that's probably this, or is it this? And we sort of explored the instrument together. Some of the sections are very detailedly explained, you know, what to do, what to say, how to stand, when to do what, which notes to play. Other parts are more sort of giving an instruction or describing a situation. For instance, there's this big build-up towards the end of the piece where I'm supposed to walk around in a sort of OCD pattern on stage. And then rather than explaining specifically in the score how I should walk on stage, there's just a long explanation and, you know, links and footnotes with links to scientific papers on OCD patterns in animals or even human beings. So it gives the sort of the framework and the ideas and the understanding of what the quality of the performance is, but the details of how you do it is up to the performer itself. I don't want to sound like I'm sort of leaving the accordion behind and, you know, not wanting to play that as the wonderful instrument that it really is. You know, because including more and more physical performance does mean that probably there'll be less playing the instrument in each piece. But the instrument still, because it's so young and it really has its future ahead of it, it actually does need attention in terms of developing conventional repertoire as well, which is something I treasure very much as well.
Andreas Borgård.
There, and you can catch him and his cyborg friend performing solo act tomorrow, Friday at 3 p.m. in the Kevin Barry Room at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and with the RTE NSO in Goodmanson's Accordion Concerto on Saturday at 7:30 in a programme with Siobhan Cleary's Hum and the world premiere of Jane O'Leary's Triptych.